This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. And really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. If you head up to the website, one of the ways you help support the show, we actually got news today. It just doesn't stop, guys. It really doesn't. This isn't even an article. But I was telling Tammy this morning, I said, my God, I'm watching my feed from one of the groups that we work with. You know, we're part of Liberty Alliance, which is the group that handles people like Joe the Plumber and what's the other guy's name? Alan West, Brad Stein. I mean, a whole bunch of people under that umbrella. Matt Walsh was, he's not there anymore. He's moved on to another group. But here's the deal. So they help do a lot of things for us to try to bring in revenue. Because I don't know if you've noticed this yet. I'm not Rush Limbaugh. So I'm not making $7 million a day selling Snapple, whatever that. I don't even know if he still sells it, but whatever. Right? So we don't have any big sponsors. And again, I'm not begging for money. I'm letting you know what's going on. And I have friends in this business that have had to drop out because of a lot of things. One is Google. Google is stifling them, squeezing them out. We can't get the traffic to our websites that we used to get. We actually had our website drop from, I think it was 1.5, 1.6 million views a month down to like 70,000 views right after the first of the year. We get paid by impressions. You can imagine what that does. And they got YouTube, who demonetized, not just mine, but a whole bunch of us. They demonetized our videos. Yeah, I was thinking, I'm in my head, I'm also thinking about, they don't just demonetize them, they make them hard to find. So when you go searching for certain videos online, you can't find them. And you've got search engines, all kinds of stuff ways that you can make money that they are taking for the conservatives, they're taking out of the picture. Now, I don't say that just because I'm a conservative and the numbers have dropped. I'm saying that because when you go out and look at the actual numbers, you look at the Huffington Post, who haven't been affected. So, you know, there's a reality going on here. When you go to the Google search engines or the ad platforms, I've been joking with you guys in the past when I said, look, you go to some websites and you see Caribbean Cruises, 20% discount if you tell them you found it here on this show. On mine, you get no discount, but we can sure as heck help you fix your toenail fungus problem. You know what I'm saying? That's what Google sends us. So what some of us have had to do to offset that, well, let me finish up. So with Facebook, you knew at one point in time they were knocking us out every other night for a night. They'd kill a show right in the middle. They still pull shows here and there. So now they've got to the point where there were stories we were able to post and actually make money from. And they have said that look, they're not going to post. There's a lot of things they're not going to allow or do if you have violence up there and other things. So even if you're showing pictures of the riots in St. Louis and you're a news page, they can pull the page down. They can stop you from making money. Not even by pulling the page down, but just not allowing people to get there, not allowing it to be seen. We have friends that will say, well, the show's going on. The producer over there gets an email or gets a notice. I can't find the show. Even though it's there, we're looking right at it. You can't search for the show. I was told we have two pages. I was told the one page is almost impossible to find. The other page is easy to find. And it's not our main page. Some of you already know where it is. So they're making it very hard for us to move along. They're making it very hard for us to do what we do. And thank God for the Genesis Communications because they get us out to multiple stations and it does help. Right? So this is why sometimes we say to you, you go buy a shirt, a cup, a water bottle, make a donation, go to Patreon. There's a whole bunch of things you can do to help support the show. And I always joke, give up a coffee a month. Just one coffee. Right? And I don't know, depending on where you go, because I don't go to Starbucks. So if I give up a coffee a month, it's only like $1.20. I'm cheap. That's for a grande. Although they don't call it a grande where I go. It's a large, the big cup. So if you go to Patreon, again, you give up a cup of coffee, send it to me, give up a lunch. Some of you can afford to give up a lunch, if you know what I'm saying. Send that to me as well. That'll go over. I can afford to give up two lunches. Not a problem. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved. All right. Now that I've wasted all that time. I got a whole bunch of stories I want to hit on. You know, I hope some of you loved that Teacher of the Year story, because I thought that was great. And people still don't believe that that's real. Yeah, I will get emails later on telling me that was fake, phony, whatever. You really shouldn't do that. Not right. So, we did the Domino's pizza story. That one's, disgusting in the pizza joint. It's not really what I want to see. So we got another story. When we come back from the break, you're going to love this one. And I actually kind of wrote about this in one of my articles once, which is, you know, this gender fluidity or whatever it feels you are and when, or whatever you feel you are and when. Well, we just found the upside to this. And I'll tell you about it after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just sitting real tight on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper, article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time. I know there's about 3,000 other stations you could be watching, listening to, whatever, because we do allow you to watch with us, which is crazy. It's radio, but I guess what you want. We'll give you what you want. I even shaved for you guys today. It doesn't look, not here, obviously. You know, I'm over here. Otherwise, I'd look like a werewolf after a day or two. Really bad. Or my wife likes to say a chia pet. But the, now don't anybody give up meat because of that last story I read. You know what I'm saying? Just don't do it. Not worth it. Don't go down that road. Oh, yeah, I want to do that one. God, I got so many of them sitting in front of me that I want to do. This one, though, is the one. So it's really interesting how I don't get, and Xander Gibbs is the one that I love feeding this stuff to, but I can't wait for him in this one. And that is, he's always said, if you're a transgender woman and you've gone through the operation, you're not transitioning anymore. So why do they still call you a transgender? Why don't they call you a woman? Because that's what you are, right? I mean, you want to be referred to as a woman. That's what you believe you are, that you've gone through the parts and pieces portion. So why wouldn't they just call you a woman? Right? So, apparently, let's get to this college story. Where'd you go? See, this is why I hate computers. See where it's going? No! There you go. All right, maybe. Kind of, sort of. So, Spelman College alumni are now outraged. And it's a historically black, all-woman college. Okay? So now what they've decided to do is they're changing the admission policy to exclude biological women for the first time in the school's history. Now, Spelman College, which is part of the Atlanta University Center, has announced it will ban biological females who identify as male. Right? Are you following? Do you need to write that down? So the formerly all-woman college is now opening its doors to gender-confused males for the first time in history. In a letter sent out to students on Tuesday, President Mary Schmidt, announced that the school will admit gender-confused men in 2018. Now, the letter notes that the Spelman does not admit male students, including students who self-identify and live consistently as men, regardless of the gender assignment at birth. Regardless of the gender, that just frosts me. Like the doctor decides what you are. I'm telling you, we should change it. Take out the men and women, make it a Y and Xer. An X and Y-er, okay? And we can just stamp your forehead Y or X. If you have the body parts of Y, then you're a Y. If you have the body parts of X, then you're an X. You can't change the meaning just because you feel like it. Okay? And this is why I keep telling you people, pay attention to what your college is doing. Your alma mater, college, whatever you want to call it. Because it constantly frosts me that when we read these stories, and I've had people as of late tell me, no, I didn't hear that. And these are educated people. These aren't idiots or morons or people that keep your head stuck in the sand. So it goes to show you that the average American, it's not that they don't care. In most cases, it's not that they don't even know this stuff is happening. And if they don't know what's happening, how they move out against it? They can't all listen to my show, although I wish they would. Seriously. So, if you're a woman, if you were born with female parts, and now you want to identify as a male, they're saying, hey, you made the choice. You can't come here because you're not a woman by your own admission. Right? So this means, women who live as men, just so we're clear, are not welcome at Spelman College. Even though they have the parts and pieces, as many will, they're not allowed to be in there. So Campbell's new policy would exclude the daughters of singers R. Kelly. Who's Sade? Like, I care. Anyway. Both of whom are females that now live as men. People who are intolerant of gender-confused men are branded homophobic. What is it called when an entire school is intolerant of a gender-confused woman? Right? I mean, again, they have rules for a reason. Now, apparently Campbell and the politically correct staff at Spelman College believe there's a big difference between, women who believe they're men and men who believe they're women. And they continue to protect those delicate snowflakes on campus. Right? So why is Spelman tolerant of gender-confused males and while rejecting gender-confused women? See, think about the confusion that this brings into the picture. So a biological woman who now believes herself to be a male can't get in, even though she has the woman parts. But a male who believes himself to be a woman can get in, even though he doesn't have the women parts. See, I'm not talking about the ones that have completed. I'm talking about the ones that still are and just living as. This is why I say to you, they bring the confusion on themselves. It seems that the Spelman College, a historically black college for women, they have forgotten its mission. And its mission is to empower and educate women, period. And somebody needs to help them reset to figure out what they're doing and how they're doing. Seriously. Again, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I said, this hour, we're just going to do a, what do you want to call it, a smorgasbord of crazy stories? Because we definitely are all over the place with these stories. I mean, and I do mean all over the place. Look at that. It's still sitting there looking stupid. These things hate me. You know that, right? They just hate me. All right. We've got, God, you don't have this. I go to read this stuff, and then another great story pops up, right? So anyway, I lost. Oh, there it is. The Maxine Waters story. I want to do that one. She's lost her mind. Just totally. Well, okay. She lost her mind, but it was years ago. I'm just reporting on it now. You can tell there's been a space there for quite some time. So she, Maxine, says that black people need to get controversial. They need to play the race card. But the part I like is they need to get controversial. Was she been under a rock? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Oh, no, this is Dennis. It's a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend, on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And, head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do up there. All right, let's truly get to it. The Maxine Waters, always good for a piece on every show, pretty much. I mean, I don't know what that says about her. She's absolutely lost her marbles. I mean, and we knew they were falling out. They're pretty much gone now. So we're talking like a gaping hole at the bottom of the bag that's just blowing in a gentle breeze right now, right? She's now giving out dangerously useless advice, which reduces minorities and black people specifically to nothing more than skin color. I'm sure Martin Luther King would love this. Anyway. Now, we've been trying to do this since the 70s when I was aware of what was going on around me. I remember the teachers talking about, we needed to become colorless, if you would. And make sure that we were holding people up for what they did, who they were, not the color of their skin, not the country of origin. I went through that. Right? Now, she opens her mouth and sets us back 100 years on a regular basis. Now, in a town hall meeting about civil rights, right, it was held by Congressional Black Caucus. Waters encouraged members of groups like Black Lives Matter, because, they're so peaceful, and black people as a whole to get controversial and run for office. And then she told them to do something that would never, ever, ever help their cause. She told them to pull the race card. And it just shows you how dull she actually is. Is she real? We are so tired of the rhetoric. Why do you think you guys lost? People were tired of hearing how the only thing Republicans were good for was, you know, killing women, you know, killing children, making air dirty. I mean, how mentally stifled do you have to be to keep pushing the same thing over and over and over again, to actually believe? I mean, this woman actually believes that millennials love her. If I saw her face to face, I would tell her point blank, honey, millennials don't even know who you are. They have no clue as to who you are. Now I'll see if I can, I don't know if I can pull this off, but let's see if I can pull her soundbite off of this.
When we do that, I think more will be interested. But as long as you're trying to encourage them, beg them, what have you, it doesn't really work. When you identify young people in the community who are speaking up, when you identify some of these young people in Black Lives Matter who are saying what needs to be said, then go get them and say,
saying what needs to be done. You mean, you know, what, pigs in a blanket, fry, 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 whatever it is? We need more dead cops? I mean, seriously. She's serious. Does this scare anybody else but me? Although, she is somewhat harmless, because I don't know how many people really take her seriously.
Say, I see what you're saying. I see what you're doing. I think you...
And the fact that the crowd is applauding her is scary.
We're going to make a good elected official. Let's work with people who have the passion and who want to do it and who understand how important it is. There are plenty of them in our communities, but guess what? We don't associate with them because we think they're too controversial.
Well, I'll tell you what's great about this. We don't associate with them. The woman lives in a $4.5 million mansion outside of her district. She's not associating with her constituency. Right? I mean, this is the hypocrisy behind these people. She's not associating with her constituency. She couldn't relate to them anymore. She might have been, when she first got elected, she might have been able to. But she can't now. She doesn't know what it's like to fight the streets in what used to be called South Central L.A. She's nowhere near her district. Because where she's at, it's a lot safer. And ask them to go out and get involved and get engaged with people that are questionable. Again, she's safe, right? I'm sure she's safe.
Black people, you better get controversial. You'd better be controversial. You'd better call it like it is. We've been shut down because others have defined us.
We have been shut down. Really, how many black people do you know in positions of authority are curled up in a fetal position in a corner and saying nothing? I mean, I wish, I wish Al Sharpton would be curled up in a fetal position saying nothing. I wish Jesse Jackson would be curled up in a fetal position saying nothing. And a few others. I mean, there are some crazy people out there on that side of the aisle that really are pushing for violence, pushing for nasties. But what should scare you here is all the applause in the background. Because they're buying into this. They're thinking this is good and okay. Now play another minute or two of her, and I won't subject you to this anymore.
When they said to us about 10, 15 years ago, oh, she's playing the race card, you should say, yeah, and I got a lot more I'm going to play. Don't run away from it. And that's what happened. We stopped.
It's not that you run away. It doesn't do you any good. You have had a black president, a black AG, black governors, majority black staff. It doesn't work anymore. You know, and playing the race card, that's like playing the woman's card. How'd that work out for you? We don't hate the gay and lesbian community. We don't hate women. We don't hate children. We don't hate clean air. It's like somebody said, one of you guys on the post earlier today, not during the show, but somebody had posted something about, you know, again, about white privilege based on the story I did the other night. And how rich people don't understand any of it. They don't understand the economy. Rich people. Because it doesn't affect them. What goes on around doesn't affect them. There have been multimillionaires that have gone broke because of the economy around them. Don't say they don't understand, they don't get it. And stop putting everybody in the same bag, because a lot of these people came up from nothing. So they get it. They understand the economy. They understand the pain that goes along with the market taking a turn, gold taking a tumble, or whatever. See, they can generalize all they want, and it's okay. We generalize, and we're wrong, and we're bad, and we're nasty people. If some of you were on the Facebook page earlier, I actually took it from somebody else, but I posted a black woman going on about black issues and how they needed to get over it. And I had white guys telling her, in the other post, I had white guys telling her she was wrong, and I was thinking, my God, How full of yourself are you people? Think about that. They get on me when they read the book. They get on me. They go, I can't talk about abortion because I don't have a uterus. I'm not a woman. I can't talk about black issues because I'm not a black person. I haven't been through it. These are white Democrats telling me this. Yet I have white Democrats telling a black lady that she is wrong about the black issues. Come on, let that sink in for a second. I had white Democrats jump on Xander Gibb, an openly gay man, saying that he didn't understand the gay fight. Now, if that's one of two things. Either you're full of yourself, okay, and you're just a sick, sick, sick person, or you're just a flaming idiot, one of the two. I don't know. You can't tell somebody who's living in that black skin, who's lived in areas that are just terrible to grow up in, that they don't know what they're talking about, unless you're a Democrat. In that, which case, you get a pass on everything. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyIDcom.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Back. I know some of you are swaying back and forth. It's not that kind of show. Although if you want to sit around, you'd think you can get a little romantic to this kind of commentary. Man, sick people. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I so much appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. I really do. I know that there's other things you could be doing, other stuff you could be getting involved with, and you've stayed here with me, you've stayed through, even in the beginning when technology issues were abounding. And I love stories like this, too, that you guys send me this stuff. I really do appreciate it, because we're starting to see now, what we've started to see, I should say, is that there's actually... There's actually action being taken against these rioters. Now, protesters is one thing. I have no problem with protesters. You can have a million people protesting. You're going to do it in a civil manner? Fine. You want to have a sit-in where you sit there and don't move? I'm good with that, too. But when you start hitting people, when you start getting up in people's faces and yelling at them like 2 inches away from their face, when you start smashing windows, smashing cars, smashing police stuff, that's it. You're done. You're nothing but a thug. Okay? You're nothing but a common street criminal thug. And you don't realize that your message has gone nowhere. You've now blown it. Martin Luther King understood that. Navy SEAL governor's reaction to rioters puts the entire Obama administration at shame. Oh, I love these. Like I said, because they actually enforce the law. God forbid. You've got these groups that don't want to enforce the ad. You know what? They're just trying to blow off some steam, Joe. What are you being so tough? Well, here's what I'd like to see. You know those people say they're just trying to blow off some steam? I'd love those people to have their cars in the way of these rioters and have their insurance company say, sorry, because according to the clause on your insurance, right, civil unrest isn't covered. Because I know some of these politicians, they hate the insurance companies. They go, whatever, they have to pay for it, not me. I don't care. So after violence erupted in St. Louis over the weekend, former Navy SEAL and Republican governor of Missouri, Eric Greitens, made it clear that only safe space for these hostile... I love this. Seriously, come on. The only safe space these hostile individuals are going to find is a jail cell. There you go, safe space. We'll give them a safe space. Tell those kids... We have safe spaces for them. What do you think? The violent protest began Friday after former police officer Jason Stockley was acquitted of first-degree murder and other criminal charges from 2011. Looters and vandals have destroyed storefronts, street signs, vehicles, even threw cement bricks at police officers. Now, that should be assault on a police officer, and they should do the time required. There should be no leniency given because I'm tired of hearing about the emotional outbreak. Emotional nothing. So, Greason's uploaded a video to his Facebook page early Sunday morning showing that his officers have been arresting protesters for committing crimes rather than allowing them to do whatever they want. Thank God they weren't in Baltimore. Because they would have been allowed to blow off some steam. Our officers caught him, cuffed him, and threw him in jail, Greason said. I like this guy. You think we get him as governor of California? He would need like 12 terms to clean this place up. Actually, I've been talking with a senator from California who has agreed to come on the show in a couple of weeks. He is a conservative senator who has... I was talking to him today, and he just kind of looked at me with this blank stare, shaking his head, going... I got nothing. I can't say anything. We haven't got the people to fight it, and I just can't say anything. So, Greece did a tweet or a post. I guess it was a Facebook post. See, I'm no good at this, so you just have to bear with me. Saturday night, some criminals decided to pick up rocks and break windows. They thought that they'd get away with it. They were wrong, of course. Our officers caught them, cuffed them, and threw them in jail. In the past, our leaders let people break windows, loot, start fires. They let them do it. Not this time. Tonight, the police arrested the vandals. At this moment, they're all sitting in a jail cell. They're going to wake up and face felony charges. Not misdemeanor, but felony charges. These aren't protesters. These are criminals, the gov said. I want him for California. Criminals, listen up. You break a window, you're going to jail. Period. That's not me. That's him saying that. You're going to find yourself behind bars. And Greece's wasn't bluffing either because the police have arrested almost 100 people at this particular point in time now. Now, in the past, our leaders let people break windows. Break windows, loot, start fires, let them do it. I mean, think about it. They let them do this stuff. And they didn't care how much Now, the former Navy SEAL made it clear in his Facebook post that the people aiming to harm officers and destroy property aren't protesters. They're criminals. Tonight, the police arrested the vandals. He continued, at this moment, they're all sitting in jail. And you don't just shake felony charges. I wish I could say, oh, I can't. In the past, former President Barack Obama and leader like him sat idle and allowed these protests to get violent. The Obama administration did nothing while the riots in Ferguson, Missouri, Baltimore, Maryland, Milwaukee, and Wisconsin all went untamed. Right? No, nobody got involved. Nobody helped out. I looked at that, and, you know, our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, still talks about it. Because he said, look, nobody stepped in to stop it. Nobody stepped in to help out. They let him do it because, I don't, maybe, did they think they deserved it? Is that what it was? After 8 years of Obama siding with Black Lives Matter rioters, the governor's reaction to looters and vandals puts Obama administration to shame. They wouldn't do anything about it. So, again, you have got to. You have got to. People, all right, here we go. You got to get up. You got to get off the couch. Right, you got to admonish. You got to get your relatives off the couch. You have to. You know, we've got an election.
Something really interesting is happening.
Up. We've got an election coming up, or elections coming up next year. You cannot start in August, and you can't start in June. You start now. You start coming into the holiday season. You make sure you have the right people in those offices, and then you stir up the people around you to get up. Go to your local precincts. Try to get people engaged and involved. I know it's tough right now because the Republicans haven't done anything they said they were going to do or very little of what they said they were going to do. So it's kind of tough to fight with them or support them, I should say. It's very frustrating for me, too, because I know some of these guys. I know what they were like before they went there. Now they just shrug their shoulders while thinking, oh, what am I supposed to do? I can't get them. Look at, you got Rand Paul on this the new ACA. And he's saying no way, no how, because it doesn't really repeal Obamacare. Well, okay, that's fine. I got it. What's plan B? Can he get them on board with him? What is plan B? Do you want nothing or do you want something? See, I know it's the same mindset. It's the lesser of two evils. That's not what I mean by this. You got to start somewhere. You've got to start bringing this thing down. And to show you how far behind these people are, how dull some of these people are, we've got that fight going on. Is it in Alabama, the Senate seat? Now, Trump has endorsed the incumbent. I haven't figured out why. I told you that earlier. But you also have... what's his name? Roy Moore, Justice Roy Moore, who's running for that seat as well. Now, during a television debate in Montgomery, the appointed incumbent Senator Luther Strange repeatedly boasted that the president, who was traveling to Alabama on Friday, supports his campaign and endorsed him over the opponent. And he says, I know you might get tired of hearing this. You may resent the president. He is my friend, and he's supporting me in this race. But I think it's a good thing that the President of the United States has a personal relationship with a junior senator from Alabama. Now, former Alabama, and he was speaking to former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Roy Moore, who was removed from that seat once before, and the people elected him back in. He still has a 13-point lead over the other fella. Okay? I think the problem here, though, is more he's perceived as too far to the right, but how did he keep getting elected? When you talk about being on the Supreme Court of Alabama, how did he keep getting elected? Because that's what the people want. These people we haven't deceived, they really believe that what they want is what the people want. They haven't figured out how to flip that around and understand that's not true. It's what we want. We don't care what you want. We want you to do our bidding. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get the app. Makes it easier. Just makes it easier for you all the way around. Hey, God bless. Have a great rest of the day.